This summer, a new 400-passenger tour ship is scheduled to cruise on Lake George in northern New York State. Before the tours begin, though, the ship has to reach the lake, which is cradled in the foothills of the Adirondack Mountains. So this week, crews have been pushing and dragging the ship overland. Brian Mann, with North Country Public Radio, tagged along.
Imagine your neighbor's RV bulked up maybe 20 times, and you get a taste of the nightmare facing Bill Hubert.
We have to make a 90-degree left-hand turn in downtown Ticonderoga. It can happen.
Hubert is an engineer with Scorano Boat Building. He has a white beard and rumpled hair. Last week, his brand-new ship cruised up the Hudson, then slid through an old canal to the Ticonderoga dock. That was the easy part. Now workers have mounted the Adirondack onto massive airplane tires. From here, the road climbs 4 miles to Lake George.
Well, of course it's a challenge. It's never been done before.
People have been schlepping boats over these hills since the French and Indian Wars, but never anything this big.
No, no, let them go!
There's big, and then there's too big. It turns out the Adirondack is so fat she can't make the very first corner onto the highway.
No!
Bill Hubert's crew hustles back and forth with forklifts and huge timbers, building an impromptu bridge. The ship waddles through, but she's so heavy, nearly 100 tons, that the machine towing her can only manage a toddler's speed, barely 0.2 miles an hour. The pace flusters state police, who have to close the highway. But locals here in this tiny village don't mind a bit. The sun is out. The lilacs and honeysuckle are in full lather. Russell Fox, who's 7, says he and his dad decided to take the day off to watch the show.
It's really cool. I thought it was going to go a lot faster.
Soon people are turning up by the dozens with lawn chairs and coolers. Ticonderoga's volunteer fire squad starts grilling hot dogs in the middle of the highway. This journey was supposed to last 6 hours. It's day 2 now, and the Adirondack is still high and dry in downtown Ticonderoga. She looks a bit like Noah's Ark towering over the cottages. Mid-afternoon, those Noah jokes start coming fast and furious.
This is an extremely dangerous situation. Flooding is expected along Raymond Brook.
The ponchos come out, but the Adirondack's crew soldiers on. On day 3, finally, Bill Hubert spots the first inlet of Lake George, just a half mile to go. Hubert's looking really rumpled now, but he manages to smile and even sound philosophical.
Surely we'll make it today. You know, once it goes in, it'll probably be in Lake George for a good 100 years anyway.
Plenty has gone wrong, Hubert says, but the Adirondack is still in one piece, and she'll be ready for her maiden voyage out of Lake George Village when the summer season gets underway. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.